Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. We bring you a lot of great guests, a lot of great shows, and I'm not saying that egotistically. It's because of the great people that we bring on this program that drive the machine here. And tonight we have another outstanding show. We're going to bring on four coaches from the NWAC, which is the great 36-team league in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. Community college basketball, always fantastic, both the men and women. Great brand of basketball. If you haven't gotten out to see a game, I strongly urge you to do it in the 16-17 season, which will start in November, and I can hardly wait for that to happen. Obviously, this is the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. I am Gregory Crawford. You can, if you're not doing so now, you really need to follow me on Twitter, at WC Hoops, just like it sounds, at WC Hoops. And then also, I would hope you'd follow me at Craws Sports Biz. CrawsSportsBiz, Craws Sports Biz, also on Twitter, where I try and talk a lot about the business of Stanwack. I love the coaches. I love the people associated with this, with it. They're some of the highest quality people I've met in sports, and I'm north of 60, so I've met a lot of people in sports. And Brock Feltree's not going to be with us tonight. So we have a little more time with each coach, and we're going to start out with Jeff Ryland, the outstanding head men's coach at Walla Walla Community College. Jeff, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Greg. It's good to be with you.
Good to be with you, too. And I'm sure even though you'd have liked to have been hoisting that championship trophy, you would like to give a little shout-out to Spokane because you're very familiar playing them, and they did a great job all year long on the men's side winning the NWAC championship.
Oh, they really did. You know, they had a great sophomore group of players, you know, in Sabota and Love and Patchen and Knutson and DeVries and you know, anybody else I might be missing there. And then, you know, they came in with a couple quality freshmen with Levi Taylor and the whole kid out of Ellensburg, and just a really good basketball team, you know, and very well coached by Jeremy. And you know, I thought definitely it would come down to them and Big Bend, and then, you know, they had to meet in the semifinal, and Spokane just played better over there. So, you know, great run by them, you know, congratulations to those guys. So,
speaking of making a great run, what's it going to take to have your team in that championship game, up in the championships next year again at Everett? I know every team strives to get there. What are you looking for in this recruiting season?
Well, you know, we have so many players back because we were primarily a freshman team this year. But, you know, in recruiting, I'm trying to bring in probably five players, and our biggest need right now is point guard. We need to bring in two point guards. That's one position. We don't have anybody back. And then I have two pretty good wings back, but I'm looking to bring in two more, and really looking for two guys that can really shoot the ball. Trying to bring in one big man. I've got five really good big men back, so it's going to be a hard year to convince a big man to come to Walla Walla. But, we're trying to bring in one big, so that would be the five guys that we would be trying to bring in. I think point guard, though, is probably our biggest need. If I got nothing else, I would want to get two point guards. So,
Jeff, one of the great things and great analysis there, by the way, on what you need to get in. I love what you had to say there and condensed it. But I was going to ask you, one of the great things about the NWAC that I like is the diversity of all the cities and big cities, small cities. I mean, tell everybody a little bit about Walla Walla. We talked about it the very first program we did, but it's a wonderful town, and you're at a wonderful school.
We really are, you know. I mean, we're, you know, our town is a town of about, between Walla Walla and College Place, probably around 40,000. And, you know, it's a real nice place, very quiet. The college is very well respected, as most people know, academically and vocationally and athletically. You know, we've had a great run in athletics. Our challenge, you know, is basically the recruiting process. You know, where we live out here, you know, we're not surrounded by, you know, a bunch of really big 4A high schools or 5A high schools. You know, we're kind of out here in the country. So, you know, we have a lot of smaller schools around us you know, with the increase in recruiting, you know, 23 years ago when I came here, you could recruit Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. And, you know, now you can recruit those three states plus seven more. So, you know, everything's kind of amped up a little bit, and that's our challenge, you know, because we live out in the middle of, you know, a lot of people would say nowhere. I don't think so, but some people do. And you know, so the recruiting is a challenge, but you know, Walla Walla is a great place, and we got a great school. We got a great facility. We get great fan support, you know, so we're just looking forward to, you know, getting the right pieces back in here and making another run at it next year.
Jeff, you know, something rather dramatic here. If I don't see you before then, for sure I'm going to see you probably 283 days from right now when you come back and play at Cliff Wagner's Christmas tournament at Clackamas Community College. So you can tell I'm anxious for 16, 17 to get started.
Yeah, I can tell that, and we're definitely going to be there, you know, and I tell Cliff he better invite me to his hospitality little thing he has at his house the night before. He blew me off this year, so anyway, we'll be there, and we'll be ready to play, and you know, that's a great tournament, and we look forward to seeing you there, so.
I look forward to seeing you there each year, and I want to, in conclusion, Jeff, ask you about how would you evaluate your 15-16 season?
Well, you know, it didn't go as well as we had liked. You know, it came down to the last game of the season between us and CBC to get that last spot in the tournament at our place, and they ended up beating us by a couple of points. And it was kind of a downer that way. You know, we had ended up losing four of our main players for the season. So we kind of had to readjust what we were doing, and we were still a good basketball team, but we definitely were not as deep as we thought we were going to be after losing those kids. You know, we had a couple of injuries and then a couple of kids get pretty sick and have to not play. You know, other than that, I thought it was okay. You know, I would have liked to have seen our kids play a little bit harder on a daily basis. And I think it's pretty much just because, you know, we were all freshmen and very young and had a lot to learn. So overall, you know, I'm not terribly disappointed. I thought we definitely were good enough to play in a tournament, and I think CBC did a nice job once they got in there, obviously. So, you know, I guess it was their time to do it, you know, they deserved it and did well. So not a bad year, but definitely looking to improve on it next year.
Very good, Jeff. If I don't see you in person soon, I'll definitely will stay in touch and talk to you soon. And thanks leading us off on this program tonight, doing a great job on this show every time you come on.
Well, thank you, Greg, and again, thanks for the support. We really appreciate you doing this, and I know all the coaches feel the same way. So you take care. We'll look forward to seeing you down the road.
Very much so. My pleasure, and thank you for the nice comments, but I couldn't do it without great people like you. Now we're going to go a little out of order tonight. Thanks to Jeff Reinland, the head men's coach of Walla Walla Community College. Now I believe we have Jeremy Gross right here. Jeremy, are you there?
Greg, how you doing? Sorry, I apologize my voice. I left it all in Everett this last weekend at the tournament. I'm out of voice.
Well, that's about the only thing you left there, because you left there with a championship trophy. Congratulations. And, you know, one thing I will say, Jeremy, is that all the people I talked to about this, the first thing that comes out of their mouth, and I think this still means something in this day and age, maybe to not a lot of people, but it does to an old man like me, they said, what a class guy Jeremy is, and we're so happy for him.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it, Greg. That's that definitely means a lot, and I take it to heart. I'm excited. I'm really pumped and proud of our guys this weekend. They're the ones that did all the work, and our staff, and I'm glad we're able to see the results of that.
And very nice of the nice things that Jeff had to say about you before you came on here. And I wanted to say, Jeremy, it seemed like your team really was a championship team kind of from day one. You played pretty consistent basketball.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. Yeah, from we got off to a good start in the year, played pretty consistent throughout the year, had a little lull right before the NWAC tournament, which in reality really helped us and fired us up and motivated our guys to kind of kick it up another notch, and we carried that over to the NWAC tournament with a little hunger and fight. And our guys, once we got in the tournament, really battled extremely hard, and we played extremely hard for each other, and they believed they could get it done, and they definitely left it all out there on the court.
Jeremy, I think we've got a ton of listeners tonight and a big contingent from Spokane. Do you remember what your last thought was when you, your first thought, I guess it would be, when that buzzer went off and you had won the championship? What was your first thought?
That's a great question. Pure joy. That's no doubt about it. I was extremely proud and brought to tears for our guys. Like, as a coach, you know how much your guys sacrifice and how much energy and effort they put into it, and your staff. And for me as a coach, coaches always say once they're done, if they're lucky enough and fortunate enough to be in the situation, they're always proud of their guys. And never really understood that until this weekend and that buzzer went off. I was extremely a sense of overwhelming joy came over me for my guys and our program and what was accomplished. It seemed like it took forever to get there. That last 30 seconds or minute of the game seemed like it took an hour and a half. But once it got there, it was well worth the wait.
Jeremy, are you the type of guy as a coach and a successful coach that you are? Do you need a little downtime? Are you ready for 16, 17?
Not quite yet. We're definitely going to enjoy this as we get our guys earn this. And we're gonna enjoy this, enjoy just what was accomplished this year in the NWAC tournament and throughout the season before we kind of move on. Of course, we have to focus on recruiting starting today, starting a long time ago. So that's a never-ending process at our level. But we're going to enjoy what was done this season before we completely move on to 16-17. I want to make sure our guys enjoy that for sure before we move on.
Jeremy, I think one thing that's kind of lost in sports these days is when you playing sports, just period, and especially when you win a championship, the notoriety that brings to the entire school. What's kind of give us a little feeling for what's happening with the school and the excitement of doing this?
That's a great question too. It has brought a great lot of excitement to Spokane Community College. They haven't won NWAC title since 2000, so to bring that ball back, the school is extremely proud. You know, great support from administration, athletic director, president, chancellor. They've all gave congratulations to our guys and our program. So it's been noticed, which is great. It just feels good, you know, when your hard work is noticed and people see what's being done, especially with the results of your young men that you lead. So that's in that regard, it's been very good. And for us, it's great for our guys and the notoriety that they have received because of this and what's been going on there. Overall, though, we played four extremely good teams in the NWAC tournament, from South Puget Sound to Chemeketa to Big Bend, of course, and then obviously Whatcom in the finals. We were very fortunate to come away with the win after playing all those very well-coached and well-balanced teams.
I know you received a ton of congratulations. You're so popular among your peers and in the basketball world. Is there somebody that kind of surprised you that sent a congratulations to you?
No, it has been. All the NWAC coaches have been doing a great job of telling congratulations, which means a lot because they are your peers, and it's great to hear from your peers on your success and those things. Because I look up to all those guys. I'm one of the young guys in this business, and so I've had to learn my lessons a lot of the hard way too, you know. And it's been so to get congratulations from them is it means a lot because I have looked up to a lot of those guys who are coaches and coached a lot of time before me and done very well. I would say. For me, what's been really the most, not surprising, but rewarding text messages have come from players that before this season in our program, guys that like were here for my first year here to all the way up to now weren't a part of this team, but they are a part of this program. And they were so proud. They were like Sasquatch forever type guys where they're living and dying by the Sasquatch, and they couldn't be any prouder and happier for our program. That just kind of shows our program to a T where everyone that's, so they're not in it now, but they're still heavily involved, and they're so proud of our guys, which means a lot to me that they're so locked in. It's like a big family, which is really, really, I'm really, really proud of.
In conclusion, Jeremy, what are you going to do to top this? Win another one?
that would definitely be a great thing. But we're just going to focus. We're like we talked about before. We're just going to enjoy this one. And work extremely hard once we get down to recruiting hard to bring in some of the players and personnel we need to fill a lot of spots. We have some good pieces back, but we lose a lot of guys that played a lot of minutes. So we have a lot of work to do, and hopefully we're fortunate enough to be in a situation where we can at least give ourselves a chance to be in the tournament, which is our first goal.
Jeremy, congratulations once again. A big thank you to you for your support of what I try and do to bring a little small amount of notoriety, but hopefully make it bigger to the NWAC. And thank you also to your school and your athletic department, your fans for supporting what I do always. It's not forgotten, and I greatly appreciate it.
Greg, you know how you definitely know how we feel. We're so thankful for what you do for our league, our basketball, the NWAC, promoting it. It doesn't go unsaid, that's for sure. Like Jeff said, we're very thankful for all you do, and the words don't describe what it means to us and how you're pumping up NWAC basketball. And of course, it directly goes down to the players themselves, and for that, we're forever grateful. Thank you very much, Greg. It's been an honor being on the show, and I'm looking forward to hopefully keeping this thing going and talking when we get a chance.
You betcha. Hey, thank you very much, Jeremy, for that. But I deserve a zero credit. It's all you guys that make it happen. I love working with all you guys on the men's and the women's side. So thank you, and we'll talk to you soon, Jeremy. Now we're going to go to another championship coach. Man, this is a big-time program tonight. Jeff Rhineland getting us started, one of the most successful coaches ever in the NWAC. Then we go to the championship coach, Jeremy Groth of the men, now the women, Greg Sheely, who has a great first name, by the way, down at Lane Community College. Way to go, Greg, and you really earned it from the get-go, this championship, consistency throughout the year.
Yeah, it was a fun time with this group of kids. Had a really good group that worked hard all year long, and yeah, we were pretty consistent throughout the year. It's a difficult thing to do in the NWAC, and so to have that kind of consistency this year was really fun.
You know, Greg, I think we've got a lot of listeners out there, a lot of fans of yours and fans of the Lane Community College women's basketball team. Besides consistency, what does it take to win a championship? Obviously, you have to be fortunate to have healthy players, but beyond that?
Yeah, you hit it on the head. You got to have a little bit of luck at tournament time, sometimes with matchups, sometimes with upsets. Health is huge. But after that, then you got to have some leadership amongst your kids. At the junior college level, the two-year level, it's difficult because it's turnover, turnover, turnover. And when you can find, you know, a group where that has a couple of kids or sometimes even three or four that just have that extra special leadership and that desire and drive, that can kind of take you over the top.
The highly successful coach that you are, I'll ask you the same question I asked Jeremy. Can you turn this off a little bit? And maybe you don't even want to. Are you ready to go for 16, 17 yet?
We're kind of enjoying this right now, but yeah, it's at our level, it's almost like you can't turn it off. You're constantly recruiting, trying to get, you know, figure out one way to get better each year and doing those type of things. So I'm going to head to Phoenix next week and watch a little spring baseball and watch my daughter play a little soccer, and then kind of get back and do the whole thing and kind of start it all over again.
Tremendous. You know, I asked Jeremy this, and I'll ask you as well, this another question. Was there anyone that you, I know you got a lot of congratulations, and rightfully so, was there anyone that sent you one that kind of surprised you or hadn't heard from in a while or anything like that?
Mostly just kind of former players. Those are the ones that, you know, you still hear from them once in a while, but when something like this happens, some of the kids that, you know, that I first coached back in 99, 2000, I heard from a couple of them. That was really neat. And then some of the other kids that haven't had a chance to be on a championship team, but kind of were in that odd year or a different year that didn't get it done. And so they're really excited for this group and the fact that we were able to do it again. So those are always the ones that are kind of the most rewarding, is when you hear back from some of those. They're obviously not kids anymore. they're well beyond that, but it's really fun to hear from former players.
Greg, I knew you'd be on the program tonight, and I was thinking about this. I actually had the honor of refereeing the first ever state tournament in the state of Oregon for high school girls. It was played at Portland State in the auxiliary gym. I had to kind of crawl through that small opening. And we've come a long ways.
Yeah, you think so? Yeah, it has been. It's pretty fun. I've started coaching junior college in California in 92. And so the game has progressed amazingly. The level of play, the level of skill on the women's side is just, it's just tremendous. And so it's been fun to be a part of kind of that growth and that, you know, continued climb, per se.
Being an expert and successful coach, Greg, did you enjoy the four quarters this year?
You know, I did. It was took a little bit of getting used to, but it was, you know, as the season went on, I really enjoyed it. And looking back now, I think it was kind of a different little change. And yeah, I do. I like it.
What holes are you going to have to fill in next year with your team to get back and win another championship?
We got a lot of holes to fill, but that's what we try to do every year, is just go out and continue to get quality young women who buy into what we do and give effort, and then try to see if we can't get back again. But we lost a really good nucleus of kids this year, so we got our work cut out for us, that's for sure. Recruiting is hot and rolling right now. Hopefully we can parlay a little bit of this this season and get ourselves another quality young women and try to do it again.
Greg, it would appear to me on the educational side that, you know, at one time, maybe not rightfully so, but there's a little bit of stigma about community college and people going there and everything, but that's dramatically changed. There is a tremendous education available to people that attend community colleges.
Yeah, you know, it's I'm a product of community college, so I've been a big buyer of that, and I think that's always helped me recruit is the fact that I did it myself, and I think that it, you know, it's not for everybody, but it is definitely gives a great opportunity for lots of young people. To get a, you know, a second chance or a different opportunity or a way to approach their education, you know, a little bit different. And it is really, really fun to be a part of the community college level.
I think this is one of the great compliments that you could get, Greg, about your team and your coaching staff. And you, as I talked to a women's high school coach today, and they said, hey, you know, we're really going to parlay off the success of Lane, Oregon State, George Fox. Pretty good group to associate yourself with.
Yeah, hey, I'll take that anytime. That's a wonderful compliment. Would love to be mentioned. I appreciate that, being mentioned with those those coaches and those programs is pretty impressive. So, yeah, we'll take it.
Greg, final comment. Talk a little bit about Lane Community College. Throw out a little advertisement, and obviously successful athletic programs there, but it goes way beyond that.
Yeah, you know, Lane's a wonderful, wonderful campus. It's a great little community, and then being right next door to the University of Oregon in the town of Eugene, it's just it's a really unique setting, and I think it's a great place for young people to go. And I think athletically, there's opportunities. Educationally, there's some wonderful opportunities, and when you kind of mix all those up together, it becomes a great experience. And as an athletic director and a coach, it's really fun to be a part of what we're doing. We're also adding men's soccer and women's volleyball at the fall, this fall of 2016. So we're actually growing, and we're excited about that. We got great support from our administration, and so to be able to kind of grow in these times is something that we're really proud of. So we'll see what we can do all the way across the board.
Greg, thanks for doing a great job on this program the last 6 months, and we'll keep her going in some form. And once again, the most important thing, congratulations on a great NWAC championship. In my personal opinion, you earned it from the day you tipped it off, and I love that about championship teams.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it, and I really appreciate what you do and the platform that you allow us and give us an opportunity to kind of talk a little bit, and then how you can get us some exposure. It's wonderful what you do for our conference and the young men and women in the Northwest. So thanks for letting me be part of this, and maybe next year we'll do it again.
Definitely, and thank you, Greg, and thank you, listeners, and we appreciate you listening. And great to talk to everybody tonight. The two championship coaches, of course, Jeff Ryland is a champion in himself, the person that he is and the success he's had at Walla Walla over the 23 years, as he said. So good night, everybody. And get out and see a game if there's some left that you can see. And also get out and see an NWAC game. They're going to be starting in November of 16. It'll be here before we know it. And don't forget to make all your free throws. Good night, everyone.